The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon. You're on RBN. This is your host, James Kelso, live with the Trump Phenomenon radio show. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. And we'll be on for the next 60 minutes in our regular Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time slot. And then we skip Saturdays. And as usual, we're back on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. So, we should have a good show tonight. There's a lot to talk about. We had a great, tell you what, the table was set by Donald Trump in Greenville, North Carolina, at his incredible rally. And we'll talk about that rally. About 75 minutes of nonstop, extemporaneous brilliance from Donald John Trump. And there's more than we can possibly talk about. You'll have your own favorite spots in there, I'm sure. And we'll talk about, well, you're welcome to talk about it. Our call-in number, get your pencils ready. It's 800-313-9443. And for those of you that heard that, saw that rally, boy, I'd love to hear what your favorite moments were. President was... He was huge. The crowd was huge, and his ideas were huge. And he talked, you know, once again, I've mentioned that he talks about the movement that we all of you hearing my voice, you're part of a movement. And Donald Trump has, he's pulled that movement together. You know, you can put in whatever verbs you want there. I think he's created the movement. But if you think that's going too far, giving him too much credit, okay, well, you can use a different verb if you like, pulled it together. I think it's pretty darn safe to say that. He's pulled the movement together. But when I say he's created a movement, I mean that the movement that Donald Trump has created in his campaign and with all of his actions and all of his words, it's got his mark on it. It's sui generis, as the Latins would say. It's one of a kind. It's unique, as Donald Trump has created. It's the movement that we have all been waiting for, yearning for, hoping that somebody would effectively organize. So, and he talked about that in this rally. He said, we're all part of a movement, once again. And I've made the point, and that caught my ear. And he kept saying, it's a movement. Oh, by the way, housekeeping. It's July 18th. Let me look closely here. You know, as I get older, I have to slide my glasses. I'm nearsighted. But we nearsighted folks, we have to slide our glasses down our noses for a close-in viewing, because our vision close-in is actually quite good. If I really want to get in close, I take my glasses off, and I've got 20/20 vision if I'm 6 inches or 10 inches from my screen. I call it a foot. But at 2 feet, I've got to slide my glasses down my nose. And fortunately, whether it's my Scandinavian genes or my German genes or my Scottish genes, have given me the gift of a nose that goes out there far enough in space to hold up those glasses at a considerable distance. Anyway, it is July 18th as I slide my glasses down that nose here on the Trump Phenomenon, a live show, which is part of that liveness of the show, of course, is that there are glitches, there are mistakes. Boy, do I make some mistakes. And one of your jobs at calling in 800-313-9443 is correct Kelso on his mistakes. When I get facts wrong, dates, etc., please call in and help me out. So I'm looking forward to your calls tonight. We'll talk about the Trump rally in Greenville. Boy, was that a beauty, as the president would say. The crowd went wild. There were thousands of people outside. Greenville, North Carolina, is a small town. You may be more familiar and confusing it with Greenville, South Carolina, which is a bigger city. Greenville, North Carolina, in the western part of North Carolina, there west of Raleigh, is a pretty small town. I think about 100,000 people, 90,000 people. I think most of them were at that rally. Certainly all the European looking people were there. All of them of Greenville and quite a ways around. So it was a heck of a rally. And of course, the central theme of the rally was that Donald Trump framed the 2020 election beautifully as we patriots versus the squad. Let me see if I can remember these crazy names of these squad members. Ilhan Omar, she's the nearest to me down there in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I hope she gets reelected. Because she is, what do they call her? The gift that keeps on giving. She is wonderful. Just keep your mouth going, Miss Omar. She's wonderful. Then another one is the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The president, in his speech, he said, oh boy, that's too much to remember. Let me just call her Cortez. I don't want to have to remember three names. I share his sentiment. Anyway, she's in the squad. Then there's this, I have to go look it up to be sure, but it's something like Ayana or Ariana. What's her last name? Oh my goodness. Well, I'll remember her in a minute. No, not Ariana Huffington. She's not in the squad. She could have an honorary membership. And then there's the Pressler. Pressler is the Ariana one. And I think I may be mispronouncing her first name. And then, let's see, the fourth member of the squad is Tlaib. Boy, there's a weird name, T-L-A-I-B. And I'll look it up here and I'll remember her first name in a moment. But anyway, the president, these four ladies have just gone berserk, flapping their lips about their left-wing democratic socialist, social democrat, whatever they want to call themselves, socialist program. And this is just the way, gee whiz, the president grabbed that opportunity and ran with it in Greenville. So that was a beautiful thing. What's her face? Nancy Pelosi is beside herself. What can she do? The demon rats are on the run. And so it's looking very good for 2020. I'm feeling great about the upcoming election. I think Donald Trump has a really good chance of winning. I'm feeling better about it, more confident than we here on this show. Remember when we were following Donald John Trump in the primaries back in 2015 and 2016, right here on this show? And I could feel it in my bones. I think this man's going to win the primaries. He won primary after primary. I think he's going to win the nomination. He did the impossible. He defeated 16 Republican opponents. He won the nomination. And then going into the general election again, I said, I feel it in my bones. He's going to win. He's going to beat Hillary Clinton. And amazingly, thinking of miracles, on the morning of November 8th, 2016, the New York Times was calling Hillary Clinton's chances of winning 98%. I mean, meant Donald Trump had a 2% chance of winning later that day. And oh my gosh, we were all here together, jumping, cheering, hugging, screaming, as Donald Trump did it. He did it. And now, why should we all feel good that he can do it again in 2020? Well, some things have worked against us since 2016. 4 years of demographic slippage. And that can be a lot. It can be important. A lot of people have come into this country and will be voting in 2020 that weren't voting in 2016. And they are not on our side. A lot of those people. People from places like Ilhan Omar's home country of Somalia. And the crowd was chanting there in Greenville, send her back, send her back. That wasn't Donald Trump's chant. That was the crowd, people like you, spontaneously responding to her besmirching of you, her disrespect for you as an American patriot and as a citizen, her distaste for our country and our ways and who we are. And they just spontaneously started chanting, send her back, send her back. And to which I say, hear, hear, by all means. And the president did the right thing. He said, that wasn't my chant. I don't support that chant. That's the right thing for him to say. And he has gained so much wisdom in his 2.5 years as president. He has really gotten a razor sharp understanding of strategy and how to win. So that was the right thing for him to say. And will people be yelling, send her back at future rallies and so on? Probably. Will people be wearing caps that say, send her back? Probably. And that's, of course, our prerogative. Donald Trump can't do that. And that's as it should be. That's the way that's you want to win, folks. You don't want to lose. It's about winning, not being right. That's the big, that's part of the Trump phenomenon. That's what part of what Donald Trump is teaching all of us all of the time. And we'll go over to his Twitter account in a moment to see what he is teaching us right now. I consider him an incredibly wise, incredibly deep, profound thinker with some of the most interesting stuff may come after his presidency. He will probably write some books that will be beautiful, wonderful books, guidebooks for patriots. Or he will do things as the leader of the movement he's created. He will be. I think as long as he is standing up straight, he will be the leader of the Trump movement. And so some of his most amazing accomplishments may actually be after his last year in office, 2024. When will it be? It will be sometime in January of 2024 that he will hand over the reins to somebody else. And let us hope that it is a successor to Donald John Trump. The who are we hoping for? Well, I don't know. Mike Pence, of course, is, you know, you would say he's the he's in the advantageous seat of being vice president, a very common launch pad for the presidency. He's a possibility, but it's not a certainty that he would be the nominee. It might be somebody like it might be some of the other heroes that are on the horizon now. It could even be Donald Trump Jr. That's a possibility. But somebody will emerge as really the best champion that can carry the Trump torch in 20. Well, that election will occur when? That'll be in November of 2023 that we will elect the successor to Donald Trump. Unless, of course, we've repealed the constitutional amendment limiting terms to 2 for a president, and then we can elect Donald Trump for a third term. I like that idea, actually, the best. Let's get some. Oh, we've got some callers here, so let's go to them right now. We got Dr. Kelly in California, and Oh, she's giving me the name of Talib. Rashida. Rashida, that name just doesn't immediately come to mind. I don't have many people I know named Rashida. But she's one of this squad. And who gave them that name? I hope they gave it to themselves. It's a great name, the squad. I'd love to. What a great name for your opponents. Dr. Kelly, are you there?
Yeah, and I had another couple of interesting correlations to make, that Talib is Taliban minus the A-N. And right. I think there's a relational issue with Gavin Newsom and Nancy Pelosi here in California. And then my neighbor to the north, up in Oregon, had someone send anonymously a bad Katie Brown with respect to their terrible governor.
Yes. And what state does Rashida Tlaib represent? Is it
I have no idea.
Let me look her up real quickly. I hope it's one of the swing states that Donald Trump must carry in 2020. Let me look her up here. Because she's going to hurt the demon rats in whatever state she's in. Yeah, I thought it was Michigan. She is. And Michigan is a swing state. Donald Trump needs to carry Michigan very badly. So you'll see him in Michigan a lot. That may be my chance, actually, to go to a Trump rally. If he goes to a Trump, if he sets up a rally, let's say in the UP, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, that's not too bad a drive from where I am in North Dakota, just driving across the top of Minnesota. So I might go to such a rally. But Rashida Tlaib, where was she born? She was born in Detroit, Michigan. She's 42 years old. And
Motor City Mad Woman. Down in Texas.
Yeah, let me just see. Let me look over here a little bit. She is. Her parents were born in. Oh my goodness, I lost her there for just a second. Hang on, just a second. I'm clicking. Eldest of 14 children, Palestinian immigrants, from the West Bank city of Ramallah. And of course, now she has something in common that the squad has. They are really anti-Semitic. I think all of them are. Ariana Presley, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They are rabidly anti-Jewish. And that is, that's, America is not going to go for that. That's just one of the many things that they espouse as socialists, that America is going to, enough patriots in America are going to despise that they can propel Donald Trump, they can help Donald Trump get elected. Other things they support, of course, are socialism. They believe in total government. They want to take away your Second Amendment rights. They want to take away your First Amendment rights. They are in favor of open borders. Oh boy, the patriots like that. So, and what's neat about the squad is that they flap their lips so loosely. That's really one of the wonderful things about them. And they're unlike the more devious demon rats who have for decades, they've lain undercover. So America's patriots average Americans didn't get it, that their local Democrat congressman was really a rat. Now they're being more obvious. Stay there, Dr. Kelly. We'll be right back.
Everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say, I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Hey, we're back, folks. Welcome to the Trump Phenomenon Show. I'm James Kelso, your host. And with us on the phone, Dr. Kelly, one of our longest time. Dr. Kelly, when did you arrive on this show here? Almost immediately upon its creation?
Oh, no, and I'm so thrilled that you should ask. I was given the contact from Michael School, and I was trying to contact Gordon Martinez on his show, but by the time that I called in, Deanna Spingola does the Spingola Speaks, and I just thought, what an incredible, perfect platform. And I would love to see this grow so exponentially that they put a Front Sight up near Reno or maybe up near you in the Dakotas where we can train to cross-country ski and fire the little 17 cal rifles and do some serious biathlon training. I'd love to do that.
Kind of like the Finnish mountain troops.
Yeah.
Well, or Norwegians, they have the same thing. You've been great. You've been a great participant in the show through all these years. I'm realizing we're in our fourth year of this show, and it's amazing how time. And then prior to that, I had a differently named radio show for 10 years on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So it's amazing how time flies and the in any event, I'm feeling, just going back to the theme here, did you, well, I'm feeling very good. You were there, you know, when the, in the run-up to the Trump 2016 victory. Doesn't this one feel better to you?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't really learn about RBN until probably late 2017, I'm thinking. I mean, I'm that new to it, and I am so
great. Oh, you are.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm super new kid on the block, and I'm grateful, and I've been really inspired to read his books, and meaning Trump's books, and Time to Get Tough, and there is so much incredible footnote in the back of that. It's like a medical research paper with each footnote referenced in the back of Time to Get Tough, and this is the 2016 edition. And what an incredible education this has been. I would use it as a college, a four-year degree in business, in economics, in, you know, the proper way to place people in office that are not conflicted as bar attorneys like Kamala Harris, Kate Brown,
yep.
the governor of,
yep.
and, you know, Jerry Brown.
Well, you mentioned,
and
you
all
mentioned,
of these people that swore the foreign oath. Prior
well, you,
to
you mentioned you mentioned oath. Yeah, you mentioned pardon me, but you mentioned Trump's books, and that pardon me for interrupting. That brings a thought to mind. I think of Donald Trump not as you know, he's such a great popular figure, and if you want, you know, those of you who watched him in the Greenville rally, I was saying to my kids and to my wife as we were watching on my 65-inch screen, I got that on sale, but. In high, ultra high definition, it's like being right there. But he is such a, I've never seen a man with such command, that, what do they say, of a room. He had command of that room, and he worked that crowd, another phrase. But he is, because he has those incredible people skills at doing that, you don't think of him maybe at first blush as being a tremendous intellectual, a deep, deep thinker. Folks, I think he is that. He is every bit as much a deep thinker as he is a great popular communicator. I think that's lost sight of, because it just doesn't occur to people that somebody could be, both. But he is both. And so, but anyway, at Greenville, now let me go back to the squad. I just looked up the squad during the break. Where did the term come from? Well, I love it. They're self-named. Ocasio-Cortez, who Michael Savage calls occasional cortex, I prefer that designation. Ocasio-Cortez came up with the name, the squad. And apparently it's a popular term among millennials, meaning your gang or your group or your buddies. You call them your squad. So she came up with that term for these four left-wing Democrats. Two of them are actually members of the Democratic Socialists of America. Let's see here. Well, I'm looking that up here. But they are by far the largest socialist organization in the United States in the 21st century. By the end of 2017, membership in Democratic Socialists of America had risen to 32,000. Primarily because of the influx of youth in reaction to the presidency of Donald Trump. As of September 2nd, 2018, membership stood at 50,000. And the number of local chapters had increased from 40 to 181. The median age of its member at the end of December was 33. I'm gonna amaze you with a statistic in just a moment from the same article. Dr. Kelly, thanks for calling as always. See you next time. We'll be right back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change.
We're back, folks. And let me give you something interesting. We've got a caller here holding Angie in South Carolina. Angie, we'll be right with you in a moment. Oh, Angie dropped. Okay, open line there, folks. Angie, call back if you can. But here's an interesting fact. You know, you hear a lot about this democratic socialists and the socialists and so on. And I just read up on it during the break, and I've learned some new stuff here that I think you may appreciate about the democratic socialists, two of whom are members of the squad, Rashida Tlaib and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Of course, Ilhan Omar should be a member. So let's look forward to that, and let us hope that she joins. And I'll tell you how you can join if you want to. It's not real expensive. You can get a family membership for $80. There you go, huh? But here's the interesting stuff about the Democratic Socialists. They are by far the largest socialist organization in the U.S. But they are growing. They're not big. That's good. They're not real big. but they're growing real fast. And that is good because it gives them momentum in the Democratic Party. We want them to take over. I do. I want them to take over the Democratic Party to further enhance, to exacerbate the polarization of the good guys versus the bad guys in America. I don't like this mush that we had for all of our lives between Democrats and Republicans, where they were indistinguishable. What do they call them? The duopoly. Various people had different names for the Republicans versus the Democrats. Some of them called them Republicrats and Demublicans and so on, because they were so, there was no clear choice. You know, it left a patriot with, you know, nowhere to turn. Donald Trump has given us somewhere to turn. He's pulling the Republican Party to the right. That's propelling the Democrat Party to the left. That's a good outcome. Now, let me give you these surprising numbers. At the end of 2017, membership in the Democratic Socialists of America, the DSA, was 32,000. And that was a huge jump up, primarily because of the presidency of Donald Trump. But as of September 2nd, 2018, that's less than a year later, their membership had jumped to 50,000. Well, I'm liking this. The number of local chapters had increased from 40 to 181. Liking that. And the media now, here's an interesting key fact for those of you that are worried about our youth. As of December of 2017, the median age of the Democratic Socialists of America was 33 years old. But in 2013, only 4 years earlier, the average age, get this, hold on to your hat, was 68. Whoa, what happened? 68. In 2013, 4 years later, it's dropped to 33, the average age. Can you believe how many 21-year-old new members they must have gotten to drop that average age from 68 to 33? So this correlates very well with the bad outcome we're seeing with young voters who did not vote for Donald Trump in the big numbers that we want. That's one of our, we've got to make that happen, folks. Get younger people to appreciate what a brilliant, beautiful blessing to America Donald Trump is. We've got to help young people understand that. But you can see, Look at this sort of a wave here of young people coming into very radical politics, sort of Jacobin, French Revolution type politics. Let me give you some more statistics that will really cause you to perk up your attention here. You know, one of the ways of gauging the membership of an organization is to pay attention to their federally required disclosure on their publication. And that has to be accurate by law. And it generally reflects their membership because they want to get their members their publication. Well, look at the Democratic Socialist publication. Their readership rose, their paid subscriptions rose from in June of 2016... just before the Demon Rat National Convention. They had a paid subscription of 6,500. Now remember, part of the growth of the Democratic Socialists is because of the Bernie Bros. I guess that's boys and girls, but the Bernie Bros who feel the burn, Bernie Sanders supporters. So he got this ball rolling in Democratic politics. So June 1st, 6,500. By November 1st, just before the election, their subscription had risen to 7,600. Now watch what these numbers do, folks. This is where we get Tlaib and Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar and Ayanna. By the way, it's not Ariana. It's Ayanna Pressley. Sorry, Detroit lady. Then it jumped up. Just after the election, it jumps up. November 17th, 2 weeks later, it jumps up to 10,000. Then, right after the president is sworn in, President Trump, January 30th, it jumps from 10 to 15,000. Folks, this is a meteoric rise of an organization. Any organization would want to have numbers like this. Then, on April 4th, they had 20,000. July 31st, 25,000. October 16th, 2017, 30,000. June 29th, 2018, 40. July 12th, 45,000. And August 16th, our most recent date, August 16th of 2018, 49,000 subscribers. This is their DSA financial report. And so now, where is it today? Almost a year later, what is their membership? Here's why I'm happy. This is enough people, because they're organized, they're unified, they're focused. They can take over the Democratic Party. They can take a minority, a small group can always, that's organized, a team can always beat a mob, a disorganized mush of people. So I wish them well. I hope the squad sticks together. I hope they complete their takeover of the Demon Rat Party. I hope they make a mess of the Democratic Convention. I hope they make a mess of this next debate, which is July. Is it July 30th and 31st? This will come up. There will be questions about, do you support the squad? These 20 Democrat candidates are going to be asked, 10 at a time in two successive days, probably. Do you support the squad? It'll come up. And let us hope they all have to raise their hand and say, yes, I support the squad. Now let's go to our caller here. Tom, I think we've got Tom in Philadelphia. Tom, are you there?
Yes, I am there, buddy. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I heard you with John on, you know, at the end of your show there earlier, so it was really good. I wanted to say I saw a cartoon today, and it had a husband, wife, husband sitting there reading the newspaper at the breakfast table, and the wife's doing something, and he's reading the paper, and it says, raising taxes on the middle class, open borders, giving illegal aliens driver's licenses, free health insurance for everyone. What has the Democrat Party become, he says. And she goes, the re-election committee for Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Good cartoon. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, that was really good. I think Donald missed a great opportunity last night when they started doing that chant, you know, send her home. Instead of, you know, him standing there, he should have said, no, let's send them all home. And what I mean by that is he should have said, let's send them all home, either get a recall election or vote them out of office next time and put somebody else in there that's going to do the job right and loves our country, and send them home to sit in their houses and twiddle their thumbs instead of trying to screw up the country.
Okay, Tom, that's good. You have an interesting take on that. Let me give you my take, and I'm just thinking it through now, so this is just, you know, seat of the pants analysis. What I saw there was, of course, folks, if you saw the Greenville event, the crowd spontaneously, this was not prompted by Donald Trump, started yelling, send her home. A massive chant of however many, many thousands of people were in that hall, packed like sardines with 10,000 more. 10,000, wow, okay. And, you know, Greenville's a small town, it's only like 90,000 people. Send her home. It was a brilliant chant, and I think Donald Trump did exactly the right thing. He just stepped away from the podium. The crowd was going wild, so he's not going to cut them off. He can't say, hey, shut up or stop, or, you know, he can't hold his hands up. The crowd is having their way. They're saying, send her home. That's their sentiment. Donald Trump is unlike the Democrats who are not Democratic, Donald Trump is very Democratic. If the crowd wants to say something, he lets them. And he listens. So that's exactly what he was doing. He was quite surprised. You could see the look on his face. It's like, whoa, where did this come from? And he was having to think fast on his feet. And I think, Tom, he did the right thing by doing nothing. I think that was the right thing to do. And he's so smart now. He's so fine-tuned in his understanding of the left-wing fake news media. I think he understood pretty much immediately that if I join in this chant in some way, I'm handing a club with which the fake news media will beat me tomorrow, because I'm being uncharitable, I'm unkind, I'm being mean, I'm a racist, I'm horrible. So he didn't. He let the crowd say it. He let us say it. And we do believe, we do want to send her home. All patriots want to send Ilhan Omar home. And
All four of them.
Now, what's her name? Ayanna. Help me with her name. What's her name? Ayanna, the one from Detroit. What's her name?
I don't know. I don't want to know it. I just don't want to see.
I don't want to know it either. That's right. But anyway, she's just a left wing black American. She's not from any other country. But
Views, or the Presley, was it the Presley one?
Presley. Yeah. And Donald Trump did a great thing.
You see that $10,000 hair weave she's got going on there? She ain't poor.
Well, I think the president did a beautiful thing. He is such a stand-up comic. That's why you don't think of him as a deep philosopher. He is, though. But as a stand-up comic, he said, "Is she any relation to Elvis?" And
I heard that.
he said, I don't know.
What was that scuffle all about? Because I lost my signal on the because of a storm. What was that guy they took out of there that was behind Donald Trump because he turned around?
This was another magic moment in the Trump rally, folks. And if you go to a Trump rally and there is not a demonstrator who has to be hauled out of the room, you missed out. You didn't get your full value. In a Trump rally, there always some clown, some idiot shows up. And I think there were two. I think there were two such events in this Greenville event yesterday. And the crowd loves it. It's part of what they're coming for. The crowd loves it. Somebody will, tear off their their jacket and then reveal their, their inflammatory, go to hell Donald Trump T-shirt.
Like going to a hockey game, you're waiting for a fight on the ice.
Yeah, and the crowd just loves it as these people, nothing bad happens to them, but they have to be picked up by security and bodily removed from the hall. It's just wonderful. And the president waits politely for the person to be removed from the hall. The crowd loves it. So there were two of those incidents when you were watching the Greenville that I caught. And the network cameras never go to the protester, and they never go. They always stay on the president because they don't want you to see how huge the crowd is and how much fun the crowd is having and how much. And the president commented on that last night. He said, people talk about energy for the left, for these democratic socialists. He says, they don't have it. They are out of gas. The energy, the excitement is on the right. It's in the Trump rallies. And that is, there's no question about that.
I got one more thing to say. If anybody from Fox News is listening, stop calling us a democracy, please. I'm so sick of it. I want to punch the TV.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, speaking of punching, John Tester, who is the demon rat senator from Montana, which is like hard to explain. I mean, Montana is just a patriot state, just like North Dakota. It's at least 2-1 Donald Trump. Wyoming, Montana, North Dakota, these are total patriot states. How did they elect John Tester, a demon rat? Well, John Tester on the Joe Scarborough show, he said what people need to do is punch Donald Trump in the face. Oh, man. Way to go, John Tester. And of course, the left wing is not making anything out of that. But he said that. He actually said that we need to punch Donald Trump in the face. So I like it. Here's what I'm taking from that, Tom. The left is losing their cool. They're losing their mojo, to use their own word. And they're also completely flipping out and losing their cool. And I like that. They're becoming completely unhinged. I'm loving it. I know you are,
right,
too.
Well, you have a good night. I'm going to let you go. Everybody, go to iwantfreepower.com for RBN and support us. Help keep us on the air. You can get a discount on electric and help RBN pay their bills. Okay? Thanks very much.
Oh, Tom. Hey, I love you, brother. Thank you for doing that. Everybody, please, yes, help RBN in every way. Thank you.
All right. Good night.
All right, Tom. And let us now go to one of our favorite callers, another favorite caller, John in Missouri. John, you're on the air.
James. Hi there, James. Is this your first night back?
Yes, it is. I had a couple days off and back fit and trim, ready to go back into the ring.
That's good. I'm glad to hear you back here. I enjoy listening to you. I like our president. Like I was telling you, we got cut off when I was speaking to you earlier.
Yeah. Now hang on. Yeah. That was a technical glitch. Stay with us, John. We'll all be back right after this break. Stay tuned.
Still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big John. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Hey, folks. We have one of the Big Bad Johns on the phone right now, John in Missouri, and we're back for our last segment here of this edition of the Trump Phenomenon. Thank you very much for joining us. Some exciting things are coming up here. The Demon Rat debate, July 30th and 31st. I'm just noticing here that the Democratic Socialists of America convention for 2019 is coming up August 2nd and 4th in Atlanta. That will be interesting. And here, John, this will be interesting to everybody. The Democratic Socialists, you know, people think, wow, you know, these Democratic Socialists must be, if you go back a ways, you think, well, they're very pro-Israel. You're thinking, well, they must be very pro-Israel. Well, but then, wait a minute. Now you got these people condemning Israel all over the place. So this is confusing. Let us clarify the confusion for folks out there. A big change occurred. I didn't know this. I'm finding it out for myself for the first time, reading it to you right here off of the Democratic Socialists of America Wikipedia page. I hate Wikipedia, but you can get some facts in there if you're very discerning. Here it is. It says, the Democratic Socialists of America are opposed to Zionism, and they are opposed to the State of Israel. Okay. Members view Israel as a form of ethno-state. Okay. The DSA formerly supported Israel throughout much of its history, including socialist and progressive individuals and movements inside the State of Israel. As late as 2012, one DSA leader, former leader, described the Democratic Socialists of America as the place to go on the left if you were a socialist and you were pro-Israel. Let that sink in. That's 2012. That's only 7 years ago. However, now, on August 5th, 2017, members of the organization, this is at their national convention, voted almost unanimously to endorse the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement against Israel. So they've done a complete flip-flop from super pro-Israel to super we hate Israel. That's what's...
James, that, isn't they're probably that, just confused.
We know they're confused.
I know, but they just don't know what to hate next.
Well, yeah, that's true, but this is very interesting. This is, you got your price of admission for tonight's show, ladies and gentlemen, with that little fact right there. In 2012, they were all in for Israel, and now in 2019, it's gotten even more pronounced since 2017, they hate Israel. So when the president last night said they are all anti-Semitic, he was right. Now, folks, going into the election, let me tell you, America, America's churches, and especially America's evangelicals, who are number in the scores of millions, are very pro-Israel. If you want to win an election in America, you go into that election as pro-Israel against somebody that is an anti-Semite, you're going to win big. Very,
well,
very
what
hopeful.
What I see about them is they want to change our country into something it's never been, and that's part
yes.
of the bother.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about it more tomorrow night. John, please call in. We'll see you all tomorrow night on the Trump Phenomenon.
See you, James.
See you, buddy.
Don't stop believing.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.